This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. And now, a change in tone from the legal to the lyrical. Joining us live in our studio is singer-songwriter Margaret Glaspie. In a moment, we'll talk about her bluesy, folksy melodies and her journey from a tiny California town to the East Coast acoustic music scene here. But first, let's hear her play her song, Who Said?
Tonight, what made you think that I was on my own? 'Cause I'm not. I've got a man waiting for me.
Beautiful. Margaret Glaspie singing Who Said. Margaret, it's great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have such an interesting sound. But so let's begin at your beginnings. You grew up in a small town in Northern California. I read in one interview you said your family was weird. So tell me about your musical roots. What are they?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my family is just very musical. We were weird in context to our community. So everyone being super musical, everyone playing an instrument of some sort, guitar, fiddle, or just singing. No one was tone deaf, for sure. Mm-hmm. And we all lived in this town called Red Bluff in California, which is a beautiful town.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah. It's tiny. And yeah, I just learned kind of listening to records that my parents would play, and my dad played guitar with me a lot. My mom sang with me a lot. All my sister and my brother, very musical. And it was kind of easy to get into it just because everybody was so into it.
Mm-hmm. And you live in the opposite of Red Bluff now in New York City.
Yes.
But your career as a musician really began in Boston, I understand. You attended Berkeley for a semester and then stayed in Boston for several years and found a real home in the acoustic music scene here. So tell us about your time in this city and what effects do you think it had on your music?
Yeah, I feel like it was a really cool city to move to, coming from a small town in California, because it's a city, but it's not massive. So it was really welcoming as far as just the vibe goes, and being at Berkeley was really inspiring and got me into a really great community of people. Mm-hmm. And I had taken a trip here earlier when I was about 17 or so. I was singing with this band. They flew me out for a gig, and I sang at this place called Club Passim in mm-hmm. Harvard Square, mm-hmm. Which is such a wonderful place. And ever since as soon as I moved here officially, I really latched onto that venue, and they latched onto me, which was really great. And they had a really big just kind of hand in teaching me how to perform and giving me lots of performance opportunities and so on. So, I feel like when I moved here, I just started learning a lot how to perform a set, and started writing probably for the first time in a real way songs. And it was just like such a cool community to be a part of, and mm-hmm. such a great learning experience to live here. And then it was great to prepare me to move to an even bigger city. And now if I would have moved straight from California, I probably wouldn't have survived
New York City.
New York, yeah.
No, so this was like your incubator.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
So we'd love to hear you play some more. And since we have an Anthony right here in the studio, I think you have to play your song, Anthony. I particularly love that you say this song is about a type of person, a selfish artist, which of course in no way, in no way describes our own Anthony Brooks. But tell us a little about it first. Who is this character, Anthony?
Yeah, for sure. Sure. I feel like, Anthony is me. Anthony is a lot of my friends. It's like, I don't know, being an artist and kind of, you know, going around in these circles of friends who are all really working on something that they've created or something, some vision that they have, you kind of run into lots of types that are kind of on their own schedule a majority of the time. And so I don't think it's about any one person, because I just know the type so well, and I've become that type in many different phases of my life, and in New York is full of them, and just life is full of them, I think. Just people that are kind of on their own clock, for sure. So mm-hmm. that's kind of what Anthony is about, that
okay.
kind of person.
Got it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Anthony never brought me anything. No diamond wedding ring. Oh, why did I lay by his side? Nights like this, without a kiss, I'd watch him paint on his canvas. Oh, but Anthony, he never chose me. What a man, writing his mother in longhand, leaving the paint pots on the nightstand, leaving a rainbow in my hair. Oh, but nights like this, without a kiss, I'd watch him stare at a blank canvas. Oh, but Anthony, he never saw me. Thank you.
beautiful, but also, ouch. It sounds like a song about the loneliness of being with an Anthony.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Margaret, your style evokes this whole range of jazz and folk and blues. Can't help but think of Billie Holiday. Who are some of the important figures for you?
Yeah, for sure. Right. There's one singer that's totally at the top of my list for the last year or so is a singer called Mary Margaret O'Hara. It's Catherine O'Hara's sister, and she's from Canada, and she made one record called Miss America, and she's guested on several other records, done a couple tribute records, but she's one of my main influences these days. Also, Feist is a big influence for me. Somehow Canada, it's like there's something in the water. I don't know. They're just making amazing music. Mm-hmm. Feist is also from Canada. I look up to her a lot. There's also Elliott Smith is a really big influence for me. I love his work and what he did. Jeff Buckley, vocally, and songwriting-wise, is a big influence for me, too.
Mm-hmm. And with all these different influences, how do you approach writing a song? Do you have a lyric in mind first or a musical phrase or some crazy idea?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it varies for sure. I write every day, so there's tidbits that come out every day. I'll write song chunks. And often, these days, a lot of the guitar will come first. I'll have a guitar form first, and then the lyrics will come second. I also write a lot of poetry and some short stories, too. So I kind of keep an archive. I'll keep an archive of guitar forms, and then I'll keep an archive of lyrical ideas or just topics that I'm writing poetry about. And then comes the time where I kind of go to work and fit things together, kind of puzzle piece-like. Sometimes it's just very instant. I just have an idea, and I'll just write a song, and it'll happen in 15 minutes. But the other way is that I'll kind of match up my archival things that I've got going and kind of start to piece together song bits.
Mm-hmm. Well, Margaret Glaspie, it's been wonderful talking to you. And listeners, Margaret Glaspie will be playing this Thursday, August 1st, at the place where she first cut her musical teeth, Club Passim in Harvard Square. You can find more information on our website, radioboston.org. And Margaret, can you play us out on something? What will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song called Cynthia. It's a song I wrote about a girl that basically finds kind of peace of mind after going through a terrible relationship.
After an Anthony.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
She said I can't complain about the pebbles on my shoulder when there used to be a boulder on my back. Oh, Cynthia, protected and defended by all the strongest men in the past. I pebbles on my shoulder. When there used to be a boulder on my back. Cynthia, protected and defended by all the strongest men.